The two very interesting halachas are learned out from the very first pasuk of the parsha, the parsha of Vayikra. The pasuk says, "Vayikra el Moshe, call out to Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem elav ne'el moed lemur." The Gemara in Yuma Daf Dalam Beis tells us that there are two different halachas learned out from these pesukim. Number one, the person Vayikra Moshe Vayidaber. Tani the Braita tells us, "Lama hiktim kriya ledibur." Why does it first address Moshe Vayikra Moshe and then only Vayidaber Hashem? To tell us, Limda Torah derech eretz. The Torah teaches us derech eretz shelo yomer adam davar lechaveru. A person shouldn't say something to his friend elim kein karehu unless he first calls out to him, unless he first addresses him. So a person talks to someone, you should first get their attention, and then only after getting their attention should you speak to them. So there are three different reasons brought down as to why we have such a halacha or such a derech eretz. The Miri explains it's just derech eretz. This is proper manners. It's like saying, excuse me. You don't want to interrupt someone while he's doing something else. So the Torah is telling us, derech eretz, first you catch their attention, and then you start speaking to them. You don't just start going in a conversation hoping they're going to listen to you. This is the derech eretz the Torah teaches us. The Torah Tmima says differently that it's a practical advice, not because of derech eretz or manners. It's practical advice that if you want to have the person listen to you, so you first have to catch his attention. If you just start speaking to the guy, he doesn't know that he's being spoken to, he's not going to hear what you're saying. So it's practical advice. In order to prepare the individual to listen to what you're saying, he says that you should get his attention. Marsha says just a few words. He explains differently that you want to say his name. When a person addresses someone, when you address a person, Reuven, you call him Reuven, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him Moshe, you're supposed to say the person's name. Now, what does the Marsha mean by this? Now, he could be learning like the Meiri. As Derech Eretz, you could say for the Meiri, Derech Eretz is to say, excuse me, or even to call a person's name is even greater Derech Eretz, to say, Reuven, I have something to tell you. So it could be when the Marsha says that you're supposed to address the person by his name, he means that's Derech Eretz like the Meiri. Or he could be learning like the Torah Tamima, that if you want to get the person's attention, if you just say, excuse me, well, he may not know you're talking about who are you asking excuse from, whose attention are you trying to catch. So by addressing the person directly, that would be a practical advice to call out the person, Moshe, I have something to tell you. So when the Marsha says that you call the person out by name, like Hashem called that Moshe, that could either be proper manners, derech eretz like the Meiri, or it could be practical advice. It could also be a third opinion that the Svarma Kedoshim point out, when you say a person's name, you're conjuring up the kochos of a person's name, the essence of his name. By saying a person's name, it's giving him certain kochos, however that works exactly. So these are three basic reasons why it's appropriate to first address a person before actually speaking to them. The second halacha that's learned from this pasuk is the idea of the Gemara, again, Yuma, Dalad Mabez, tells us that Amar Rav Menasseh, Rabba, Minayin Lomer Davar Lechaveiro. How do you know when a person says something, when Reuven tells Shimon something, Shubibal Yomar, that Shimon cannot tell someone else, Ad Sheyomar Lo Leich Emor, until Reuven tells Shimon, you could go tell someone else. How do you know there's an Isser involved? Tamalomar Vaidaber Hashem Elav Me'ol Moed Lemor. To go out and say. What's the drasha? There's no lav in here. So Rashi there in the Gemara Numa says Lemor is broken down to Lo Amar. You're not allowed to say. Lemor Lo Amar. You're not allowed to say unless you're given permission to say. Marsha doesn't like this. Marsha says the limit is because Lemor, Moshe, you could say. Now, the only reason why Moshe is allowed to go tell Dabar al Bnei Yisrael, as the next pasuk says, the only reason why Moshe can is because Hashem gave him permission, Lemor. Had Hashem not given him permission, it would be usur for him to say. So this is machlokas, what the limit is, but the yisod is that a person's not allowed to share something else that Reuven shared with him. Reuven told Shimon something, Shimon cannot tell Levi unless he's granted permission. What type of Isser is this? The Miri says, this is Derech Eretz. Just like it's Derech Eretz when a person is supposed to address someone, you first Vayikra a Moshe, you call Moshe, and then you speak to him. This halacha as well is not sharing secrets. It's also Bichlau Derech Eretz. It's just how society functions. It's a nice thing to do. The Smag takes this a lot more seriously. The Smag says this is one of the it's a lav deraisa. A person gets a real Isser when he shares the news with someone else that he wasn't allowed to share. It's a lav. How can it be a lav? It doesn't say lo, it doesn't say lav, it doesn't say pen or hishamer. It doesn't use any of those key words needed to indicate that it's a lav. So the Gvura Sari, the Shagazari, and the Sefer Gvura Sari and Yuma explains that we do have in the Gemara and Tamura, Daf, Zayin, and Aleph, that they do learn a lav from the word lemur. The Pasuk's talking about a person shouldn't make a tamim animal kadosh for the bedek habayis. It can only be kadosh for a carbon, not for use as a bedek habayis. One who tries to make an animal, a cow, that's completely unblemished to be used as the money for bedek habayis, he violates a lav based on the word lemor that he learned lashon lav. Here as well, the smag says the word lemor means a lav. Lo amar is a real lav. The Torah Tamima thinks the drush of lava lo amar is only in a smachta ba'alma. So while the Meiris thinks it's a derech eretz, smag thinks it's an iser deraisa, the Torah Tamima thinks it's a iser midira banim. What's included in the iser? What can you not say? The Meiris says anything. Even if it's not a secret, even if it's not a sod, it's not a secret. Anything that someone shares with you, you can share with someone else. Unless it's public knowledge already, other than that, anything a person tells you, even though it's not secret, even though it's not personal and private, you cannot share it with someone else until Reuven grants you permission. So what about B'makom Mitzvah? The Tshuvas Betzel Chachma Chelek Dalad Simin Pei Dalad has a very interesting discussion about B'makom Mitzvah. The situation, the Shiloh that he was dealing with, was a person, a certain tzaddik, had left behind some writings, and they wanted to publish him after he died, all the different writings. But there was a shaila, whether you're allowed to, are you allowed to be mefarsim someone's word if he didn't give you permission? It's bichlal, this iser. He wrote down certain words, b'derech sod, and to you to take them and to be mefarsim them, that might be an iser. So he goes through the whole discussion, and at the end of the day he concludes that if you assume like the Pashup Shah of the Gemara, and like the Meiri, that the Isser to share secret is only a Derech Eretz, a violation of Derech Eretz, now that's a serious thing, it's a Derech Eretz, but it's not a real lav. So once it's categorized as a Derech Eretz, so we find other cases that B'makom Mitzvah, you're allowed to violate a Derech Eretz. So what's his Raya? So the Gemara in Chulin Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph tells us that a person lamda Torah Derech Eretz shel yochel adam basar ela bazman hazos. The person shouldn't eat meat unless he's invited, unless there's a real need for it. But a person really shouldn't eat meat. Even though a person shouldn't eat meat, we know if it's for this mitzvah and for Shabbos and Yom Tov and other types of meals, if it's for a mitzvah, you are allowed to eat meat. So you see that b'makom mitzvah, you're allowed to violate Derech Eretz. So here as well, he says, in order to be mefarsim the Divrei Torah, the Chidushei Torah, the Makom Mitzvah is allowed to override the din of Derech Eretz. So although normally you cannot share secrets of someone else, but Makom Mitzvah, one would be allowed to.